I'm trying to get the Signs and Wonders hotline going. I've had a few people tell me that they want to call in and tell their stories, but they haven't yet done so. And I know this is a really busy time of year, so I can wait. I'm practicing patience. You know, I love to hear these stories, but I really want to share them with you. That's the most important thing, because the Signs and Wonders hotline is supposed to remind all of us that even in the most mundane days, and sometimes in the most mundane ways, miracles and magic can happen. So I'm here to tell you a story, and I hope that you love it, because I just had this insanely magical thing happen this last week, and I felt like it was the universe giving me a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We still have your backs. Just slow your roll, Kirsten, and be patient, okay? Everything in its time. So earlier this year, I went to this woman that I'm working with or have been working with. She works in the Norwegian Celtic lineage of shamanic practitioners. Now, she won't call herself a shaman or even a medicine worker, but she does do that kind of work. And I've been wanting to kind of work on that aspect of myself, my unconscious, my subconscious, my intuition, that kind of stuff. So she suggested that we meet my spirit guide. So I was laying on this table and kind of following her voice and zoning out, you know, kind of going into a trance, just really relaxed, meditative state. And she said, "Now ask one of your spirit guides to come." And before she even finished talking, this immensity came into the room, which was very feminine. And I had a sense of its vastness. It was just so huge. I knew that it was bigger than the entire universe. It was, I can't even explain how big this energy was, but it was feminine. It was dark. It was rank. It was fetid, but it was filled with life and energy and power. I could sense its vastness and its power. And the woman that I'm working with said, "Hey, why don't you ask it if it'll work with you?" And I said, "Okay." And I said, "Hey, will you?" And before I even finished asking the question, that energy said, "No, I'm not going to work with you." And I thought, fair. Okay, you're way too big. I mean, I can't even handle what's going on with you. So fair. Okay, that's a relief. But then, interestingly enough, a few seconds later, she sent this creature to me, which was, I guess I could call it a snake or a lizard with wings. And it came flying out and it said, "Hello." And I said, "Hi" back. And it said, "You can call me Master." And that great big force, interestingly enough, totally rebuked the little snake and said, "No, that's not appropriate." And so I said, "How about Little Master, but both lowercase?" And so, you know, it agreed. She agreed that was okay. And then we did a little more work and we ended the session. The force left. They both left. And I'm being so vulnerable now telling you this story. So just bear with me. So then a week goes by and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I totally made that all up. None of that happened. None of that was real. And I have a great imagination and I've always known that about myself, always. But I thought none of that was real. I totally faked it. So I just thought, you know what? I'm going to pull some tarot cards. And I was staying at a friend's house sitting for them. And she has a great deck that I love, Angels and Ancestors by Kyle Gray. It's a beautiful deck. I can highly recommend it. And so I just sat down and did what I did. And interestingly enough, I usually pull three cards each time, but this time only two cards wanted to be pulled and they're all facing down. So I can't see what they look like at all. I have no idea. So only two cards wanted to be pulled. So I pulled the first one and I kept it face down. Then I pulled the second one and I put the rest of the cards away and I flipped over the first one and it was Lady. And then I flipped over the second one and it was Snake. And I got the goosebump. I can't even tell you. I freaked out. I was like, "Oh my God." And then I thought, okay, this is the universe. This is that energy telling me that it was all real and that I'm not making things up. And I have these incredible energies or spirits who have my back and who are witnessing me. So, of course, I became smitten with the deck, and I thought, I need this deck. I need this tarot deck. I need it. I need it. I need it. Then, you know, life goes on. I finish the house sitting job. Summer comes on. I'm moving around, house sitting, doing all these different things. And we come to this week where life is kind of crazy. A really dear friend of mine texted me a few weeks ago and said, hey, what's your address? And I gave it to her. And so her box arrived this week. And I bring the box in, and it's a pretty nice big box. And I look inside and I open it. And there are all these tarot cards in there, unopened. They're brand new, all these decks. And I think, oh my gosh, what's going on? And then I see Kyle Gray's deck, Angels and Ancestors. And I just think to myself, what is going on? So I open the card, and my friend works for someone in California who has a lot of influence and is well known. And so she said that this woman said to her, hey, I'm getting rid of all my tarot decks. Here they all are. Take them all. If you want to keep any, please feel free. Feel free. And so my friend picked out 5 or 6 decks for me from that huge collection of tarot and mailed them to me. And just one of them happened to be this deck that I had been pining for since, I think, April or May. And the second I saw that deck and I read her card to me, I just thought, how hilarious. The universe has such a sense of humor. I mean, I always struggle with patience. I always struggle with feeling like things aren't moving fast enough, that I'm not getting what I want or whatever, that, why doesn't everything move as fast as I do? I'm always pushing the river. And so, I just thought to myself, okay, universe, I see the wink. I see you kind of laughing at me because I'm so impatient. And I see you yet again teaching me that what I wish and what I would like will manifest. It just will happen in time. And so that's my miracle story this week, my magical story this week. I was completely gobsmacked when I opened that box, and there on the top was the deck that I'd been wishing for since earlier this year. And it came through this series of events that were really kind of strange and unexpected, and that it's brand new and not opened, and it's pristine and beautiful. Needless to say, I dropped everything and took it into the bedroom and started pulling cards to use the deck and see if it still had magic. And it still does. So yeah, this is an example of the kind of stories that I'm looking for on the Signs and Wonders hotline. And so you'll be getting these every once in a while when something magical happens to me, when people call in and leave their stories. The intent is to remind every single listener that these things that are happening in our lives, these events that we experience, moments where we have conviviality with a stranger, or we have an encounter with an animal or something out there that we might not understand, it's all part of this gorgeous web of connection and belonging and synchronicity and true magic. Really true, true magic. All right, I hope you enjoyed this story, and I'm looking forward to hearing all of yours when you call the Signs and Wonders hotline, which the number will be in the episode show notes. So if you have some sort of experience that you feel like sharing, you don't even have to tell me your name. Just call that number and leave your message, and I'll produce it to give other people hope and to help other people understand that this world is full of so much magic and so much beauty each and every day.